Okay, thank you, Yu. So, let us start with some meditation as usual. So sit nice and comfortable. Close your eyes, and when you close your eyes, you can really feel your body. Get away from all this distracting vision and just feel your body instead. And make sure that at the beginning of meditation, always start off with making your body completely relaxed and at ease. This is always the basis for any kind of meditation practice. And of course, you have to feel comfortable, but also you have to feel relaxed, you have to feel at ease. So if you have any tensions anywhere, any stress in the body, this is the time to release all that. If you feel stress, tension in the stomach region, just take a few deep breaths and allow the muscles to expand. And as you then breathe out afterwards, everything just relaxes nicely. The first thing to do in every meditation session is always to get the body out of the way. And the way to get the body out of the way is to make sure it is relaxed and at ease. When it's relaxed and at ease, it fades into the background. And when it fades into the background, it's no longer prominent, no longer important. That's when you know that you're heading in the right direction, doing the right thing. So just keep on relaxing the body. Keep on, if you have any tension anywhere, just imagine yourself breathing in through that area so it expands nicely, all the muscles relaxing. And then as you breathe out, everything relaxes nicely and beautifully. And have a bit of metta, a bit of compassion for your body. Thank you, body, for looking after me all these years. Now is my time to look after you. May you be at ease, may you be relaxed. And as your body relaxes, as you start to feel the ease of the body, just enjoy that freedom from any concern. The body fades into the background. That is the first pleasure, the first advantage of meditation practice. Just that freedom from the bodily afflictions that are so common. So enjoy that sense of peace and freedom. when your body is no longer a concern for you, the next stage is always to learn to be a passive observer, just to be aware of whatever is happening, not to judge, not to decide right or wrong, but accepting whatever is going on in the present. Just be a passenger, just have awareness, no reaction, just observation. It is like there is no resistance inside of you. There's no right, there's no wrong. There are just things coming into existence and then passing away. There's no taste or aftertaste in your mind. Just acceptance of whatever is happening. No reaction. And that in itself is a beautiful state. So savor that ability just to be a passive observer. like you to bring to mind the fact that there are so many good people in this world, thousands, millions of good people, people with pure hearts, people who are generous and kind, people who are compassionate and understanding. And just bring to mind all those good qualities that exist in so many people in this world. And then imagine the northern direction from here. And again, remember that to the north of here, there are so many people with all these kind of wonderful qualities, people with pure hearts and beautiful minds. May all those people to the north, may you all be well, may you all be happy. And then bring your attention around to the western direction. And again, remind yourself of all the good people to the west. People with wonderful spiritual qualities. People who deserve happiness and peace in this world. All those people out there, say it from your heart. May you find true happiness and contentment in life. turn your attention to the southern direction and always just re-establish very briefly all the beautiful qualities to be found in people in that direction and include all the monks down at Bodhinyana Monastery, monks who are good people and also striving to do something good in this world. All those people down there, may you find true peace and happiness. And then bring your attention around to the eastern direction. All the people out there, include all the nuns at Dhammasara Monastery. Again, people who are trying to do something special in this world. What a wonderful thing that is. And remember that all these people out there to the east, just like everywhere else, everyone is so vulnerable. We all have more suffering in our lives than we want to. Even if we are very good people, may all those people out there find real peace and freedom from suffering. And then at the very end, bring your attention back into this room, to all these wonderful people sitting around you, part of your spiritual community, people who support you in your practice simply by being here. Thank you so much for being a part of my life. May every one of you, may you find the real results of the Buddhist practice, true happiness and peace in your life. Okay, so that's the end of the meditation.